Good morning. This is Long Island Morning Edition on 88.3 WLIW-FM, heard in Western Suffolk on 96.9 FM. I'm Michael Mackey. The New York State Legislature plans to spend its 18 remaining legislative days debating hundreds of proposals, including bills to protect kids from addiction to social media and to limit the cost of measures to combat climate change. Other bills jammed into the session beginning today and scheduled to end June 6th include better protection for children in custody battles, under a bill named for a Manhasset girl who was murdered, and the SIT, Standing as Tiring Act, which would require many employers to provide seats to employees who stand while working. A major one is the proposed Stop Addictive Feeds Exploitation for Kids Act, or SAFE for Kids Act, aims to make online social media safer for kids. The bill has strong support in the New York State Senate Assembly and from Governor Kathy Hochul and Attorney General Letitia James. Supporters argue the addictive power of social media and the growth of dangerous viral challenges can harm some youth's mental health and lead to anxiety, depression, and suicidal thoughts and self-harm. The measures would prohibit social media and online platforms such as Meta, formerly Facebook, Google, which owns YouTube, and Yahoo, from collecting and sharing personal data of users without consent. The provisions also would prohibit some practices that can be addictive by luring users from one link to another. New federal nutrition standards will limit added sugars for the first time in school meals and cut back on sodium for millions of students nationwide. Schools will not be required to make any changes to their menus for 2024-25, according to the USDA. Changes in the rule will phase in between fall 2025 and fall 2027. The first phase limits the amount of added sugars allowed for specific foods that tend to be higher in added sugars, breakfast cereals, yogurt, and flavored milk. Joy Tyrell reports on Newsday.com that educators say school food often is the most nutritious meal accessible to students, and a healthy diet can contribute to greater academic success. More local school districts have been able to offer free meals to students because of changes in federal guidelines in recent years. The American Heart Association, Center for Science in the Public Interest, and National School Nutrition Association said the standards represent a healthy upgrade for school meals, but there are questions about funding and training staff when these changes come into play. This evening at 6 p.m. in the Riverhead Free Library, the Heart of Riverhead Civic Association will commemorate Holocaust Remembrance Day to honor the memory of the lives taken and of all who risked or sacrificed their own lives to save others. This year, explore and reflect on hearts and minds, hearing the thoughts and emotions shared on diary pages written in hiding or in death camps, the memories of survivors whose life's work became keeping their stories alive, and the reminders written in essays and poems that the future is in our hands. This free program, Holocaust Remembrance Day, is this evening at 6 p.m. in the Riverhead Free Library. Holocaust Remembrance Day at 6 p.m. in the Riverhead Free Library. New York State lawmakers in an election year made adjustments to sweeten retirement benefits for public workers hired after 2011, changes that could help Democrats with their campaigns, but also increase costs for local governments and schools, experts say. Governor Kathy Hochul and her Democratic colleagues, who hold a majority in the state legislature, in April approved a $237 billion state budget for 2024-25 that included tweaks to Tier 6 of the state retirement system. Keisha Kluke reports on Newsday.com that the adjustments aimed at attracting workers and retaining those hired on or after April 1st, 2012, essentially increase the level of benefits public workers receive when they retire, and keep employee contribution rates low for those who earn overtime pay. Statewide, there are approximately 703,000 members of Tier 6, including government workers, teachers, firefighters, police, and healthcare workers at public hospitals such as Stony Brook University Hospital and Nassau University Medical Center, according to 2023 data from the State Comptroller's Office, State Teachers Retirement System, and the New York City Office of the Actuary. Public employee unions across the state applauded the changes as long overdue, but fiscal government watchdog groups warn the changes will increase contribution costs for state and local governments, some health facilities, and school districts by millions of dollars and continue to rise annually. One of the newest members of the Suffolk County Sheriff's Office has already proved he's doggone good at his job. Michael R. Ebert reports on Newsday.com that Hondo, a one-year-old German Shepherd, had just completed his eight-month training earlier this year when his skills were put to the test. A teenage girl had fled on foot from the county court complex in Riverhead. "We got a call for a missing teen who ran away from her guardian," said Deputy Sheriff Jason Figari, Hondo's handler. "We got information from our Criminal Investigations Bureau after doing a camera canvas that they saw the area where she ran into. So I sent the dog in there for an area search, and he kind of pulled me right to her." Thanks to Hondo, the girl was found hiding behind electrical components in a wooded area. The dog was recognized by Sheriff Errol D. Toulon, Jr., who presented Hondo with his official police shield in March. The canine, which will primarily be on traffic patrol with the DWI unit of the sheriff's office, has also helped with other tasks in recent months, including locating narcotics inside of a vehicle on the East End. Hondo joins a force of five police dogs. The U.S. Navy's Restoration Advisory Board for the EPCAL site in Calverton will meet tomorrow night, that's Tuesday, May 7th at 6 p.m. in the Riverhead Senior Center on Shade Tree Lane in Aquabog. An open house is scheduled before the meeting at 5:30 p.m., which will include informational displays along with representatives from the Navy and partnering agencies. Naval Weapons Industrial Reserve Plant Calverton, New York, was a government-owned contractor-operated facility located in Suffolk County on Long Island, approximately 70 miles east of New York City. There are currently no operational activities being conducted on the Navy's 209 acres. Current Navy actions are limited to environmental investigations and cleanup. New York City's congestion pricing program is scheduled to begin charging tolls to drive into the busiest parts of Manhattan next month, with the aim of generating a $15 billion windfall for the mass transit system. As reported in the New York Times, that money would not translate into lower fares or a huge subway expansion. Instead, with a few notable exceptions, it would largely support the unglamorous but critical work of maintaining the century-old infrastructure that millions of New Yorkers rely on, repairing and upgrading aging equipment, modernizing signals and technology, and making subway stations more accessible. The Metropolitan Transportation Authority, which oversees congestion pricing, has already earmarked the entire $15 billion for long-planned projects, including $1.5 billion for the Long Island Railroad. But now the money is in jeopardy as legal challenges to the plan threaten to blow a significant hole in the MTA's budget. Congestion pricing, which is due to begin on June 30th, is the single largest source of funding of the transit agency's $51.5 billion capital program, accounting for nearly 30% of the total. Since congestion pricing has yet to get off the ground, the MTA used other funding first for its capital program, and now that $15 billion accounts for half the money the authority is expecting to finance its remaining projects. MTA officials said they would have to delay or scale back projects if the congestion pricing money does not come through. This has been Long Island Local News on Long Island's only NPR station, WLIW-FM. I'm Michael Mackey.